subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I mean, there's some crazy stuff. I know we talk about Florida all the time, but even when it's a medical situation that has nothing to do with somebody being stupid and breaking laws for being idiots and things like that, it seems like it comes out of Florida. So this guy, he's 63. He was at a diner with his wife, enjoying some breakfast, and he had recently had surgery for prostate cancer. He underwent abdominal surgery. So he still had stitches in his abdomen from on the morning that they were having breakfast. So I think they had gone to the doctor and he got a clean bill of health, and he and his wife had stopped at the diner to celebrate.
Okay.
But during breakfast, he sneezed, and then that was followed by coughing. He sneezed so hard, which induced the coughing, that he immediately noticed a wet sensation and pain in his lower abdomen. Looking down, he observed loops of pink bowel protruding from his recent surgical site.
Oh.
Man covered the exposed intestines with his shirt while his wife called for an ambulance. Paramedics who arrived on the scene noted approximately 3-inch vertical laceration with large amounts of bowel poking through it.
Whoa. Yikes.
Right back to the doctor.
The Floridian reported little blood loss and was rushed to a nearby medical facility. 3 urologic surgeons carefully reduced the eviscerated bowel back into the abdominal cavity and also inspected the full length of the small bowel and noted no evidence of injury. So the other day, you remember when we were talking about one bodily function targeting another?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The sneeze caused the coughs, which opened him up. But also, if you have abdominal surgery where your bowels are right there, are you going to go out to a restaurant like that day?
Well, he was in stitches. He had.
I know, but don't the doctor say, like, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home. You're going to be on medicine. You take it easy. Yeah. Maybe get some chicken soup. No. I'm not going out to TGI Fridays right after my bowels get right shoved
after.
In.
It wasn't right after. He had recently had it, and then he had been to the doctor for a checkup, and they gave him a good bill of health.
This
was like his follow-up.
Things are going well. We're going to leave the stitches in for a while.
So he had probably done all that you're saying for several weeks. Then he goes back and gets the checkup. They're like, you're great. He's like, let's eat.
Like to celebrate. Let's stop at our favorite diner, Marge, and get a little something.
Good
let's
Lord.
Hit the TGI Fridays. Yeah. They got a salad bar.
Man.
No, they don't. That's Ruby Tuesdays.
Damn it. I get them confused all the time. Sorry.
But, that is 10 times more embarrassing than sneezing and pooping at the same time in your pants?
Yeah. He tried to, like, hold onto his bowel. He covered it up.
Probably with a napkin.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's vile.
That's bad. But is that, to me, that's not as embarrassing as pooping your pants something. Because this is a medical thing. You clearly couldn't control that. Pooping your pants is humiliating and embarrassing. This is like, hey, something's gone wrong with me medically. I don't think you can be embarrassed about that.
No. Sneezing and the sneeze causing poop in your pants.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have any pre-existing conditions, you know.
Oh, no, I did it again.
Other than you had a bad dinner the night before.
Yeah.
Doctor forgot to tell him he couldn't cough.
Hey, when I get up from the booth, you walk right behind me out the door here.
We gotta go.
God bless his heart.
Yeah, that poor guy.
And I wonder how deeply into breakfast he got. Before you had to leave.
Yeah,
because it's over at that point. You're done eating.
Dang.
Just ridiculous.
Oh, and he said a 3-inch incision. And that means like it just was forced out like a can of biscuits going into my mouth. You see the loops of the intestine. Oh, God, is that just repulsive? That is disgusting. Ugh.
Yeah,
and that would I would probably die of panic. And when you see your intestine coming out, you're probably just like, oh God, oh.
And think about the other patrons. I bet nobody ordered sausage links after that.
Holy,
or hot dogs.
I'm done with my liver mush at that point.
Do you think you would be loud in that scenario, Riggins?
Yeah, I'd scream. Or
could you be able to go to tell the person across the table from you, hey, we got a problem. I got a real problem here. Don't make any noise, but my intestines are coming out.
Oh, God.
Or would you just start going like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I'd like to think I'd be able to be cool and stuff, but I think when you see your insides on the outside for the first time, that's probably reason to freak out.
I'm pretty sure I could remain calm and kind of quiet with it. I am also 100% sure my wife could not.
No.
She would be screaming and freezing. Oh, like she wouldn't know what I'd have to say. All right, I need you to call 911.
Now.
You're being dramatic.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri. Just call.
She just freezes.
Hey, when you pooped your pants last, was it, I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. You're on. So. How would you have reacted since, you know, you're the most recent person who pooped their pants? It's a similar situation, right?
It's a fabulous question, Rob.
First off, no, it's not a similar situation. It's nothing similar.
Very
at all.
Similar.
It's not similar in any way, shape, or form.
Well, hold on, but Rob says that like we've all done it, and you're just the one who's done it most recently. As a matter of fact, I think Rob and Ace are the only ones in the room who have done it.
As an adult, yeah.
I was in high school. It's different.
I think that's still an adult for when it comes to pooping your pants.
Yeah.
But Ace was a 50-year-old man that did it. This is way different.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. So answer Rob's question.
I would have been able to maintain my composure in that scenario because I would not have wanted to call attention to it and freak everybody out and just be like, hey, you need to call 911. We got a bit of a problem here.
You flipped out when you're. Printer wouldn't connect over Wi-Fi. What makes you think when your intestine comes out that you're going to be able to remain calm? I mean, come on.
Way different scenario.
Obviously.
Different. Yeah. I'm much more prone to get pissed off at the printer than my intestine shooting out of my body.
You're saying you wouldn't go, stupid staples.
Yeah, exactly. Not at all.
It would totally probably, different scenario. It'd probably be a lot of pain, too, that you know. And you would be... I think be scared that if you started getting crazy, it was going to cause more damage to
You got
to
maintain your composure in that
fair.
Setting.
I thought he was asking something about what happened when you pooped your pants, if you went nuts and started screaming and stuff.
Ooh, that is a good question.
No, I didn't.
No, you got to maintain
the deal. You don't draw attention to it, yeah.
No. Keep that on the DL if you can.
That's what I should have done with the whole thing. I should have kept the whole thing on the DL and never even told y'all that story.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you did though.
That's what, too late now, but that's what I should have done originally.
Hindsight.
Yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.